some of the great areas to visit in your region. Let's just focus on that. A lot of people still wanting to stay fairly local in terms of where they go, whether it be for a day trip or whether it be to stay for a while. So you've got a few suggestions for us, mate.
Yeah, we have, and we'd absolutely love for other people from around Central Victoria to come into our patch and have a look at what's on offer. And yeah, I thought I'd pop up a couple of four destinations and one event over the summer period.
All right. Well, let's start off Lake Tyrrell.
Yeah, so Lake Tyrrell, to give it a bit of context, it's about 200 kilometres north of Bendigo up the Calder Highway, so just north of Sea Lake, Lake Tyrrell. So an amazing tourism destination. You've probably seen some photos, particularly on Instagram and Facebook, of people sharing their images from Lake Tyrrell, just north of Sea Lake. It's a mirror lake, so Robbo, you can get out there when the conditions are just right, particularly at sunset and sunrise. The lake mirrors the sky, and you can take some amazing reflective photography. Beautiful pink and purple hues, and it's an amazing place to be. To stand out there, you know, thousands and millions of years old, and to stand out there on that salt lake, you absolutely feel the presence, and you can feel the yarns and almost hear the stories come to you. So
yeah,
that would be absolutely our number one place for people to go and check out.
And in that general region, accommodation options available?
Yeah, so it is building, Robbo. It's an emerging tourism destination, I guess, see, like on the back of Lake Tyrrell. So there are motels up there, there's Airbnbs, all to explore, and some other more, tailored accommodation experiences as well at the hotel and at Sky Mirror. So absolutely just jump on Google Sea Lake accommodation and away you go.
All right. Now, the silo art stops in a lot of regional areas are very popular, and they are just brilliantly done.
Yeah, they are. We've got two of the better ones. So Nullarbor, which you'll see on your way to Sea Lake, which is about 20 kilometres north of Witchyproof. Jimmy the Dog adorns the silos there with his farmer friends, so that's an absolute ripper. And then up in Sea Lake as well, there is a really big one at the Grain Corp silos up there. Paying homage to Lake Tyrrell and the colours, the pinks and the purples, and that's pretty spectacular too. That one sort of unfolds as you start to dip and rise along the highway as you come into Sea Lake. It's a ripper.
Okay. Now, we mentioned Lake Tyrrell, but other recreational lakes up there as well.
Yeah, well, there's no skiing on Lake Tyrrell because there's not much water there, Rollo, but we've got four lakes up in our area which are outstanding for camping, fishing, all your water sports. So Watcham Lake, which is just outside the township of Watcham, which is between Donald and Birchip, well worth checking out. Beautiful lake, little island in the middle, plenty of camping available there. Green Lake, which is between Birchip and Sea Lake on the road there. It's about 5 or 6 k's this side of Sea Lake on that road. Again, magnificent, beautifully tree-lined lake, ideal for water sports and camping. Chum Lake, which is just outside of Birchip on the Witchyproof Road. Again, same beautiful lake, plenty of amenity, great water sports and boating there. And Warrinook, which is just out of Charlton. Again, really picturesque, great for your water sports, your fishing as well. Beautifully set up, grassed area to camp. And yeah, all four, take your pick, but you won't be disappointed if you are. Hitch the caravan or grab a tent and land in any one of those four recreational lakes.
And, of course, there's the riverfront as well, and in particular Charlton and Donald.
Yeah, so Charlton and Donald have undergone some riverfront works over the last 12 months. Charlton's complete and well worth checking out as you travel up the highway. If you're on your way to Mildura in particular, Charlton's a good little spot to pull up and have some lunch and a bit of an explore. Well renowned for their travellers' rest there, and this riverfront area adds to that. Beautiful grassed area, playground for the kids, boardwalk to view the Avoca River, so it's well worth checking out. Donald's getting there, not quite complete, it'll be well worth checking out, and hopefully in the next few weeks that'll be complete as well.
Lovely. And finally, mate, you mentioned an event, the Australia Day Eve event, always a big one.
Yeah, it is. And this has built up over the last 4 or 5 years, Robbo, to be our marquee event for the council. So all 10 of our communities have their own Australia Day events on the day. So we go the night before, get all the communities together. We've been moving it around the Shire over the last 4 years. And we're off to Berrowillick this year, which is, again, in the north of the Shire, just south of Sea Lake. And we'll come together and celebrate what's great about Berrowillick, our community, and present our Australia Day Awards, which are Citizen of the Year, Young Citizen, and Community Event of the Year. We'll have a guest speaker, will be involved in the ambassador program as well. So hopefully have another speaker there. Community dinner, and it also involves a citizenship ceremony, which are always, you know, truly baloke and great experiences to welcome our newest residents in, you know, in such a great environment.
Yeah, well, it's certainly vibrant, the area, that is for sure, mate. We appreciate the help that all of you have given us during the year as well and updating the activities going on there and the news from the Shire. So thanks for that. And, hey, why don't we do it all again next year?
Sounds great. And all the very best to you, Robbo, and all your listeners. And safe travels if you are making your way up to Baloke over the summer.
And you too, Travis. Merry Christmas to you.
Likewise.
Good on you. Travis Fitzgibbon from the Baloke Shire joining us on the Wake Up Call.